Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're highlighting Syria as we approach the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church on November 6th. Brother John, a Syrian Christian and ministry partner with Voice of the Martyrs, told us about a pastor in Aleppo who said, although it was extremely dangerous for his family, he's staying behind because Christ's example of sacrifice compels him to remain as a gospel witness. Pray with Syrian Christians that God's will would be done and that believers there would be bold in leading others to Christ. And churches are gearing up to send mission teams to the West Indies and parts of the USA in the wake of Hurricane Matthew. Brian Veen with Kids Alive International says you should ask some questions before saying yes to serving. For instance, you'll want to check out the ministry's history of impact. Veen says finding an organization that's doing long-term ministry in a country is essential. Details are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.